Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
As you're listening to this broadcast, I'm actually in Israel, and I'm with our ministry, Covenant Journey, which is a program that takes Christian college-age students to Israel on a life transformative experience. And today, we are actually in the Golan Heights. We are north in Israel, and we are overlooking the border of Syria and Lebanon. We also are visiting Caesarea Philippi. This is the place where Jesus brought his disciples for an object lesson and asked them the important question, who do men say that I am? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, with 45 students, we have about 50 people on this group, part of Covenant Journey. We have them from all over the country. This is an amazing group of young people. They have been looking forward for weeks to be able to come to Israel. They've all applied, gone through an application process. These individuals, Christian college-age students who have leadership potential, have been selected for this trip. We have other trips coming up later this year. And those that were selected pay $500. We underwrite the rest in order to give them a life transformative experience that increases and intensifies their relationship with Jesus. The Bible comes alive, and they get the chance to see Israel up close and personal.
You know, Matt, let me just ask you, how did you originally, well, you've been doing this, what, 2 years now?
Well, we've been doing it since 2014. So now we're talking about, we're in the fourth year.
So how did you originally get the vision to send college students or take them over to Israel?
It happened on the first day that we were there, first time that we were there, when Anita and I visited for the first time in January 2007. We didn't know that Covenant Journey would come out of that. But we felt that this was more than just a tourist visit.
You were just going to Israel because you wanted to go and see?
We wanted to go. You know, we stayed away from Israel because of the common excuse many people have, and that is, it's not safe there. That's the common thing. Am I going to be safe? And so we bought into that same, you know, questions that many people have. And finally, we just recognized, you know what? Israel's had a controversy from beginning, 3,000 years ago, when King David founded Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And if we ultimately stay away based upon media reports, we may never see Israel.
Right.
So we just needed to go. And we did. And it was really an amazing experience. And then we went back again in 2010. And again, the feeling was stronger that we were going to be doing something greater with Israel. And so Covenant Journey and our other program for anyone, and this is a fully paid program, the Liberty Ambassador Council VIP tour, you can go on that. In fact, we're going back in 2019. That came about in 2011. So in 2011, we launched the Liberty Ambassador Council tour, September of 11, after going to Israel, making many visits, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And out of that came Covenant Journey. We realized that taking people to Israel and connecting with your Christian roots and where the Bible ultimately comes alive was important to our young people, having worked with young people to bring them to a place where they can connect with their Christian faith and the Bible. And it's no longer just a storybook, it's real, and it's real to their lives. And also connect them to Israel, because for me and for many others, everything comes together there. Geopolitical issues, certainly my faith, the history, the Bible, world history, prophecy, and so much more, including geopolitical issues that we're facing today. And so today, for example, we have these Christian young people, and they're going to have on this particular day both a geopolitical experience and a historic biblical site. So we're at the northern part of Israel, what's called the Golan Heights. All that we are traveling on today would be given back to radical terrorists if we went back to the pre-67 border that President Obama wanted us to do. So we're able to look into the border of Syria, and we're able to literally look into the border of Lebanon, and we're able to see for ourselves. And so when they go back to their campuses and their communities and then their jobs and then their lives, when somebody starts bringing up anti-Israel rhetoric. We need to give back the pre-67 borders. They can actually say, look, I've been there. Mm. I know why we should not give that back.
Right.
I know why Israel should continue to be supported. But we also today have a major site. It's one of my favorite sites. I have many favorite sites, so I don't have any one over the other that's the top. There's so many. But this one is Caesarea Philippi.
Oh, that's my favorite, I think. Yeah,
when I went. You've been there. You were there with us on a covenant journey trip.
Yeah.
And it really brings the Bible to life because we take the groups there. Mm. And you read over these places in the gospel where Jesus took his disciples and he said, who do men say that I am? And they say, well, you're this or that. Some people say you're this person or that prophet. And then he says, well, who do you think I am? Mm. And Peter responds that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Mm. And this is where Jesus ultimately says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
Oh, I get chills just you saying, I just remember that. It's so powerful.
You know, and when you read over that, you just read over it, and then you're actually there, and whoa, this is the place of paganism. It was.
Right.
And it was a place of pagan worship and temples and sacrifices at the time of Jesus. So the disciples and Jesus would have seen all this activity.
Like a big cave, you know, and they believed
big
that cave was the gates
and
to hell.
And a temple built over that cave.
Right.
And they would throw the sacrifices into that water coming up from the ground. Mm. That came from the melting snow of Mount Hermon. And that was the gates to the underworld. That was the gates of hell.
And it just makes the Bible come alive on those verses, Matt. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah, and so Jesus takes them into the actual gates of hell, into the very center of paganism. And he ultimately says, the gates of hell, paganism, Satan, darkness, it's not going to prevail over the church of Jesus Christ. And so that's a powerful place. And when you go there and when you read the scriptures again, they're never the same.
You know, and these students also, they hear from phenomenal speakers. I mean, one woman who was a childhood friend of Anne Frank and Messianic Jewish pastor and other speakers that really give them a whole grasp of Israel and the technology that's come out of it, as well as the spiritual background.
Yeah, that's an amazing experience. And so they see all these, it's like looking at a diamond, has all these multifaceted parts, you know. It has the history of our faith, where Christianity was born, where Judaism, where Jesus lived, where the prophets preached, the kings ruled, all this history, where the Bible was written and comes to life. It has the modern geopolitical issues with the Middle East and Islam. It also has issues where the world ultimately is opposed to Israel, the United Nations, for example.
Right.
Puts all of this into perspective. It also has these modern technologies that you're talking about, like our cell phones, our computers, our processors in our computers, many of these technologies were invented in Israel.
You know, and I imagine this trip will be even more special knowing that the president has now proclaimed Jerusalem as the capital. So I'm sure it's going to have a special impact on them as well to be able to go to Jerusalem and experience that.
Well, tomorrow night, we actually make our journey to Jerusalem. So we start off, we land in Tel Aviv. We already did that. We saw Caesarea Maritima, and that's where the apostle Peter went, and that's where he got the vision. And he met Cornelius there, and he got the vision in Joppa. He meets Cornelius in Caesarea Maritima, where he understands that the gospel is going to the Gentiles, confirmed by the falling of the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles. And this is where Paul goes and where he then is sent to Rome, and the gospel goes to Rome. And then we actually ended up in the area of the north, and we are looking all over the north, Capernaum, where Jesus' ministry was primarily based, of course, the Golan Heights and so many other places. And then tomorrow we make our way from this area of Tiberias down to Jerusalem. And on the way, we stop at Bet Shan, amazing series of archaeological discoveries, and then also Mount Megiddo, Armageddon, overlooking the Valley of Jezreel. And then we then go into Jerusalem, the holy city, the undivided eternal capital. So we will go into this city, and this is the city where the embassy was being moved to, where Donald Trump said that this is going to be recognized as the capital of Israel. He's just recognizing the facts. Continue to pray for us as part of this Covenant Journey ministry. Go to covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org. I hope that you pray for this ministry and for our young people. It's transformative. And I also encourage you to support Covenant Journey as well with your contributions. Go to covenantjourney.org. our ministry, covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.